the house mostly made of wood.
And
churches and schools and all of it was in wood.
On the farm, did you have a special place for storing corn or anything like that?
Yeah.
What would you call that?
The crib.
The corn crib. What did that look like? Can you kind of tell me about what that looked like?
Well, it'd just be a place that there'd be a hole in that barn way, and she could drive through with a wagon or anything. One side then there was for the corn, and another place for the hay, and then over here was a place for one or two mules, ever how many you had. And that's about it.
Did y'all grow much hay?
Not too much.
You did grow some?
Just for your home use is what it was.
Did they have a special name for hay that was piled up outside the barn?
For what?
For hay, when you just pile it upside outside the barn, did they have any special name for it then?
Not that I know of.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear anybody call it a haystack or anything like that?
Yeah, whenever they raked that hay up and stacked it, they fixed a pole and they stacked it around, they called a haystack.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
And a fodder stack, they pulled fodder back when I was coming up. My husband never did pull any, but my daddy did. It was good mule feed and good cow feed.
And let's see, did you ever have any special name for, say, hay that was a raked up in the field right after, or maybe it wasn't in piles, just raked up in the field? Was there ever any special name for that? Mm-hmm. And did people around ever have any place besides a barn that they would keep cows, any other kind of shelter besides barn?
Yeah, sometimes they'd have a cow shelter and a cow lot and where you milked, and maybe a shelter for them if the weather was bad.
Mm-hmm. That's usually where they did the milking?
Uh-huh.
And did you ever milk cows or anything like that?
Yes, I sure have.
Pretty hard work?
Huh?
Was it hard work?
Yes, it's real work.
What did you usually milk the cows in? What did you usually carry the milk?
With your hand.
Mm-hmm. Well, what did you carry the milk in?
Milk pail.
What was that usually made of?
Fed your cow. And of course, we always take the calf away from them. Wash the udder, and then just sit down and milk. Maybe use or leave one section for the calf.
And what about where did people usually keep horses?
Well, that same place where they did mules, you know. Some people had horses instead of mules.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. What about the hogs and the pigs? Where would you usually keep them?
The what?
Hogs and the pigs.
Hogs. Well, they went to the woods until in the fall of the year, and then they was put on the peanut patch to fatten for to kill and make lard and sausage and what have you. But they know where to come up to get their corn at night. They come up to the barn.
Did they ever have any special pens or anything for them?
Oh, yes. They would call it hog pen or pig pen or something that you want to pen to theirself.
And when you carry stuff out to feed the hogs, did you have a special container or anything to carry them?
Usually had a homemade basket. Hang on your arm. My brother married a girl from town, Pensacola, and her little girl was up here, and my mother milked cows then. And the little girl says, "I want you to tell me, grandmother, how does that cow know where to come home to?" When it turned around, she thought she could just go on. And her mother laughs that I'd been wanting to ask that question, I wouldn't ask it. But you know, they're going to come home to that feeding place.
Yeah, sure.